Theme 4. Work. Tasks, page 92. Document 3. Could a robot do your job?
Good evening and welcome to Tech World, our weekly programme dedicated to the impact of technology on our lives. Our guest this evening is Mark Esposito, an expert on automation, reporting about the latest study concerning the jobs already replaced or in the process of being replaced by machines. Good evening, Mark. So are we actually losing our jobs to robots, and to what extent?
Well, automation has been on the agenda since the Industrial Revolution and has remained a controversial issue ever since. But today, the automation process is affecting jobs which until today were considered untouchable.
Can you give us an overview of the former human jobs carried out by robots or machines?
It is common knowledge that the e-commerce giant Amazon uses robots to move stock around its warehouses. As for the car industry, it is widely agreed upon that car-making robots are more precise, have fewer mood swings, and take fewer sick days than their human counterparts.
The sectors you have just quoted have been automated for a long time. Are there any new trades affected by automation?
I was coming to them. In the US, for example, some burger chains are developing robots to replace minimum wage workers. In the same way, robots can inspect apples in vast orchards without getting tired. They can also pick and sort all sorts of fruit and vegetables in the health sector. Japanese engineers are developing a whole line of robots able to carry out nursing care for an aging population.
I suppose some of these robots are what we call humanoid robots.
Absolutely. The robots whose tasks imply interaction with human beings are designed to look like humans. Most of them look like 3PO, the famous robot character from the Star Wars saga. In Japan again, a humanoid customer service robot called Pepper has already processed 10,000 orders for a famous banking group. Pepper has been designed to identify the customer's emotions and to select the behaviour best suited to the situation.
It seems that automation, as we used to define it, is being gradually replaced by artificial intelligence. Even the most complex, cutting-edge machine remains a device. But artificial intelligence goes beyond the concept of device as we know it. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, of course. AI goes far beyond automation. Science and technology have made so much progress that within the middle of the 21st century, we will probably be able to design humanoid robots able to replace any highly skilled job. We are standing at the doorstep of an era which a short time ago was considered a science fiction utopia or dystopia.
Do you think it's good or bad news for mankind?
It's difficult to say. There are the optimists who think that automation will create new jobs, and the pessimists who think that in the future robots will dominate the world, leaving a tiny space, if no space at all, to our dwindling species. Personally, I would say that a middle way will eventually be found, and for that I count on mankind's resilience.
Thank you, Mark Esposito, for this eye-opening report on the place and pace of automation in our world today. Next week, our programme will be about the latest spatial discoveries. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday evening at 7 p.m.